yeah, sorry, man. I want you to like think about if that was a woman and you said the same thing.
Exactly.
It wouldn't pass.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a feeling the people that would say that just would not care.
At all. Well, sometimes, yeah. You know, sometimes.
Okay. So other notable big deaths that happened, at least since we last talked or last were on here. Diane Keaton passed. Huge American actress. Her career spanned more than 6 decades. She rose to prominence in the new Hollywood movement. She got an Academy Award, BAFTA, 2 Golden Globes, and 2 nominations for Emmy Awards and a Tony Award. Her first major role, which you will know, is as Kay Adams in The Godfather, which she also did in Part 2 and Part 3. And one of her star roles is in The First Wives Club, which apparently, if you have not seen it, go see it. Great movie. Hilarious movie. It's a 1996 American comedy by Hugh Wilson, based on a novel that was released in 1992 by Olivia Goldsmith. It stars Bette Midler, Goldie Hawn, and Diane Keaton, and the 3 divorcees who seek retribution on their ex-husbands for having left them for younger women. Amazing. I love that. You know? Why not? Why not?
Yeah. You don't own me.
Yeah, for real. And so one of the last big deaths we wanted to mention was Assata Shakur.
Yeah.
So Black Liberation Army BLA member, fugitive with a $2 million FBI reward on her head. She passed away in Havana, Cuba, but she had received political asylum from Fidel Castro back in the day. She died on September 25th. Assata was an American political activist, revolutionary, and fugitive who was a member of the Black Panther Party and the BLA in 1971. In 1977, she was convicted of first-degree murder of New Jersey State Trooper Werner Forrester during a shootout of the New Jersey Turnpike in 1973.
Highly controversial.
Highly controversial. Let me explain why. Highly
controversial.
So, she was charged with a lot of really shitty crimes, yeah. which really didn't amount to much. It was just, you know, they didn't want Black people doing anything. Especially not communist Black people, which led to multi-state hunt in May 1973. Shakur, along with other BLA members Zaid Malik Shakur and Sundiata Akoli, were stopped on the New Jersey Turnpike. Right, the incident escalated into a shootout with state troopers, and Forrester was killed. Harper was wounded. Zaid Shakur was killed, and Assata and Akoli were wounded. At her trial, Shakur was convicted on multiple charges, including the murder and the assault of Harper, and sentenced to life plus 26 to 33 years in prison.
Bro.
During her sentencing, there was a big controversy because she had been previously shot in her right arm, mm-hmm. and they said that she had shot and killed Forrester when she could not physically shoot at all. Yeah. And so she escaped from prison in 1979, wanted by the FBI, and then while serving her sentence is when she escaped, and with the help of members from the BLA and the communist organization, she was granted political asylum in Cuba in 1984, where she then stayed there for the rest of her life, you know? Mm-hmm. So yeah, that, you know, rest in power. Now, funnily enough, so if you're wondering why I'm mentioning this person for multiple reasons, she's dope. Also, she was the godmother of Tupac Shakur.
Yep.
And why
around here.
Yeah. Why is because her family and his family were very, very close.
Yeah. Tupac Shakur.
Yeah, Shakur.
In case anyone. Yep.
Exactly.
And I do feel like trials like that one that happened to Assata and incidents that happened to Rodney King is why you see like what went down in terms of popular opinion in O.J. Simpson's trial.
Yep.
Right, where you had a Black person who absolutely committed that crime.
Yep.
Yet you had Black people being like, yeah, you know what? I hope he gets off because of large trials like the one that happened to Assata and like the large beatings like Rodney, where like it obviously these are innocent people who are having the justice system and like once and also like a whole group within this state like target them and punish them for simply just being Black in the situation.
Yep.
So like I just want us to think about like how moments like OJ happen. You yep. know, is that there's usually a long history of built up tension that gets to that.
Exactly. So anyways, that concludes it, you know, for the deaths that kind of were really impactful over the past couple weeks. Should we get into some more music?
Yeah, let's jump back in to this playlist. I hope you all continue to enjoy. Stay black, everyone.
Black and I'm proud, baby. Let's go.
Black and I'm proud.
Oh, was a dark-skinned girl with pretty cornrows. She was doing her best to try to hide her scars.
Cause you did not do your math. This ain't the same for singers.
Gotta sing on the beats they bring us, but that's all I have, ain't got no more. But still the people really wanna know why good do your words do if they can't understand you? Don't go talking that shit, Badu, Badu. What good do your words do if they can't understand you? Don't go talking that shit, Badu, Badu.
See, I've been watching you for a while, your smiling style. I don't know if I can be with you for the night, alright? Is that alright? Baby, baby. There is only one for me. You have made that a possibility. That step to see if this is really gonna be. All you gotta do is say yes. All you gotta do is say yes. Don't deny what you feel. Let me undress you, babe. Open up your mind, just rest. I'm about to let you know you me so. All you gotta do is say yes. Don't deny what you feel. Let me undress you, babe. Open up your mind, just rest. I'm about to let you know you make me so, 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 so. You make me so, 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 so. Loving you has taken time, take time. But I always knew you could be mine. I recognize the butterflies inside me. Sense is gonna be made tonight, tonight. All you gotta do is say yes. All you gotta do is say yes. Don't deny what you feel. Let me undress you, babe. Open up your mind and just rest. I'm about to let you know you make me so. Oh, deny what you feel. Let me undress you, babe. Open up your mind and just rest. I'm about to let you know you make me so, 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 so. You make me so, 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 so. You make me so, 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 so. You make me so, 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 so.
Let you know, so, so, all you gotta do is say yes. Don't deny.
Welcome back. This is Black on Black, and you are here with DJ Queen and
Big D. Fantastic.
What is wrong with you? Why was that so aggressive? Why was it so aggressive?
I got Big D right now.
Okay. All right. Big D.
My D is massive.
Okay. Big D.
Big D. All
right.
I'm sorry. Look,
is it like say yes?
Okay, can we please talk about that song? I just don't. Moms who are listening to this anywhere, wherever you are,
start your children.
Can you not play that song with your children in the car?
I think that was the controversy about Neo Soul, is that we were all listening to it at the same time.
Yes, and it's like, This is my parents are really into this.
Like, a little too into it. Why is your eyes closed?
Yeah, and like, look, I don't. And yes, I understand where I come from. I don't like to think about it. I wish I just kind of popped up out of the dirt somehow. But you know, it is what it is. And yeah, I mean, I hope to not scar, but I probably will scar my own child.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, but
we are all gonna have that because we're still sexual beings,
and all that.
No, like it's gonna.
Although
be fine.
I will say one of the funniest things.
If they survived, we survived.
Yeah, one of the funniest things ever was having to tell like my parents or like my husband's parents that we were pregnant. I hated that.
So what? Because it's silent. You don't have to let them know y'all did it?
Yes!
Bro!
I hated that. No, I hated it.
Is that really a thing?
I've heard people say that. I hated it so much. I mean, I was like happy because they were happy, but I hated it. It doesn't matter. I don't want anyone to know. I just didn't want them to know.
That's so interesting. I've heard that before, and I'm like, but how? Why?
It's just... you know, I don't know. It's just,
we're pregnant. I'm just trying to, like, let's just
gloss over it, okay? Let's just not.
I guess. Let's just. But it's so interesting.
I hated it.
We be fucking.
No, no, no. It just.
I wanna know.
No. A fairy came and.
Who can do it like me? Nobody.
Stop.
Who can treat you like me?
Stop. See, this is why we don't
have. I wish I could have just played a song in the back. Nobody.
I would actually slap you. I would break your laptop. I would break your laptop.
Hot and crunchy. Oh, let me see that.
I shouldn't have never told you this. I should have never told you this shit.
Well, I'm just like, they. What do they think happened after the wedding?
I don't know. Just
what they think y'all just went on that honeymoon and what, held hands?
Yes, we hold hands and we kiss a little bit. That's it. That's all they need to know.
It's going to be so awkward for you to explain babies to Fela.
That's fine. I'm going to get real medical with it. Whatever. Like, that's not.
Then how is it for people?
Because
they've done it.
Children, because children, it's like, oh, it's like.
How did Shane get here?
Because, I don't know. I just.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
It's because they know what it actually is. A child, when you explain it medically, it's just like, oh, it's just like bodies and stuff. People who know and have, like, done the thing, it's like, ugh.
It's bodies.
Can you move past it? Let's move past it.
We can move past it, but it will come back up.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy to me.
I should never told you this shit.
Never.
Anyways.
Never. God. It's going to live forever in my brain.
Okay, so, anyways. Beyond the celebrity deaths, there was a lot of crazy shit that happened since we've been here. This past weekend was a No Kings protest, all right? Mm-hmm. One of the biggest days of protest against the Trump administration's policies happened on Saturday in cities around the U.S. The main theme was just, like, people being like, fuck Trump as behaving like a monarch more so than an elected official, okay? This is the second massive wave of protests organized by No Kings, a network of progressive organizations fighting against Trump's agenda. Mm-hmm. The organizers say that this protest drew more than 7 million people across 2,700 cities. I believe that.
Yeah.
I mean, the pictures alone were wild.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah, yeah. The crowds included high-profile politicians, A-list celebrities, and definitely awesome, like, creative inflatables, all right? So, of course, bullshit happens, as bullshit does. Ahead of Saturday, House Speaker Mike Johnson described the planned gatherings as, quote-unquote, hate America rally, and warned that the crowds would be filled with Antifa types. In reality, the protests were uniformly peaceful, with inflatable costumes appearing to outnumber conservative boogeymen by a wide margin. And Trump's response to No Kings, of course, an AI-generated video of himself wearing a crown, piloting a fighter jet, and dropping massive amounts of excrement on protesting U.S. citizens below.
The propaganda that it was going to be largely unpeaceful, which I would have been down for, is like I know quite a few folks who do organizing for the No Kings protests. Like a staunch sort of like mantra of them is that they are going to be peaceful. Almost honestly, there are quite a few people who don't participate in the No Kings protest because they don't like that.
Yeah.
And they very much collaborate with the police for those for those protests. So this sort of propaganda that it's going to be filled with like chaos and anarchy, insurrection, and all of that. It's just that.
Yeah.
It's just inflammatory words. Honestly, yeah. Trump probably would want that because they would give him a reason to like really
react
in National Guard.
Yep. Yep.
Which he's chomping at the bits to do. I actually know quite a few people who are absolutely progressives who don't like the No Kings protests.
Really? What was the reason?
Well, there's a couple of thoughts around it. One, there's no unified demand that is made.
Sure.
And so there are quite a few organizing friends who are like, if you're going to do a large movement like that, what's the point if it's just to feel good? If it's just to feel good, like people, people just go and then they get to walk away and be like, I did it. They didn't do anything. Right. Okay. And so like, but there's no unified, like abolish ICE. Like there's no unified sort of demand for that. So there's like that sort of like thought about it. They also don't like the fact that this protest collaborates so heavily with police. Mm-hmm. That seems to them counter to the stance that they're trying to make, mm-hmm. you know, and so that part of it. And there's a heavily a tone sort of like not condoning any sort of violence.
Right.
Like heavily against it. And people are like, that's a form of protest. And we are in a time where actually violent things do need to happen.
Sure.
So I know quite a few people who fall into one of those buckets for their reason mm-hmm. of not supporting the protest. And I think do the things that feels good to you.
Sure.
I do think there is merit in getting people together if it's for nothing else just to talk to each other.
Right, right.
And to see the amount of people across generations, religions, race, ethnicity, mm-hmm. who really don't fucking like what's happening right now.
Yeah.
So I personally think there's merit in just celebrating the fact that there are people who want to stand up and like and make a wave.
Right.
And so I'm tactics agnostic personally. And again, all of these things that we say are totally our own beliefs, are not representative of Radio Valencia Stancing. I'm speaking on DJ Queen right now. I am tactics agnostic. I'm with all of it.
Yeah.
So if you are out there, you are planning covert attacks, you attack ICE agents, like that's, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that don't do that. Right. Like da 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 da. We can solve this through peace. But I'm also not going to, at the same hand, tell the person who wants to go out there and wear a frog inflatable and like get in the streets and make music. Like don't do that. That's not going to do anything. Right. You know. Like
no,
all things should happen right now.
I agree with you. I mean, it kind of reminds me of like the Million Man March, right? Mm-hmm. You know, where like just the demonstrative ability of showing up is important.
Yeah.
I think showing mass is incredibly important.
Yes.
Right? I think that will always be something that can make an impact, right?
Yes.
Because even if you don't participate, seeing that many people that agree with you on something can spark something. Mm-hmm. On top of that, like there might be people, you know, speaking as like a parent who want their kids to go do something.
Yep.
And knowing that this is, you know, anti-violent means that your kid can be in a space that, you know, and shouting for change in yep. a space that you know for a fact that they're going to walk away, like, safely.
Yeah.
You know?
And elderly so, people.
Elderly
folks,
people,
folks
too.
Folks who experience any sort of,
you got,
of,
you got
like,
the hippies from the 60s. Like yep. they can't do nope. what they used to do in 2025.
Not again.
You know, but do they want to be there? Absolutely.
Folks
you know?
Who have any sort of, like,
ailments
you know? Can be there. Kids can be there. And it's important for those people to feel like they can participate, too.
Yeah. Know? Exactly. So I agree with you. I think that protests can have multiple meanings, have mm-hmm. multiple goals. Mm-hmm. You know, I agree that that there is a time and a place when, you know, violence is important. Mm-hmm. But it's also okay just to show the fuck up.
Yeah.
You know, like yeah. just to show the fuck up.
Yeah.
And so some notable celebs who showed the fuck up
hey.
Were Pedro Pascal.
Daddy!
You know what's crazy? It's like, I know that he's not an ugly man. I'm not saying that at all. You know?
I find him incredibly attractive.
But I'm not into him, you know? Like, he's, again, like, I'm not saying he's ugly at all. Like, this is not, that's not what this
is about. What is it? Because I know you have very specific things
oh
you find
God.
Attractive.
Come on.
It's my favorite conversation. All the weird things that D finds attractive.
No, this isn't what this is about.
So, what is it specifically?
About Pedro?
Yeah.
Because
he's absolutely daddy.
His face?
What about his face? That's such a broad, vague term.
Okay,
is it
face,
the facial hair? Is it the ratio?
I think his face are a little. That's dumb. He's got kind of rounder. I don't know, like his face is a little round or something. You know why?
Yeah, because you know those
this?
Square faces out there.
Oh my God!
Square triangular faces out there be running.
You know
it.
What? Yes, I do like men with sharp. Faces, yes, that is.
They're all round. I just want to like also. There's a roundness to every. That's
I
that's
agree.
How a face is formed.
I agree,
just wanna...
but he's got like a particular roundness to it, which is fine. Again, I don't. Why am I doing this? I'm not tearing this man apart. What's the point?
No, we're not telling apart because we all know. We can all admit that this.
Okay,
is
let me. Okay,
person.
Let me look at Pedro Pascal.
I was looking at this.
Okay.
I was like, where are we going with this?
You know, yeah, like you know what it is.
He absolutely has a square jaw,
okay.
So like I don't know where we're going.
His jaw's fine. I think probably the nose and like
his nose.
Yeah,
his nose.
He kind of reminds me of a bulldog. And that's not, people find bulldogs cute. I'm not saying.
I know, but bulldogs are kind of like bred into that ugly face. Which is what, like,
he's not an ugly man. I think maybe his features are like really tight on his face or something. Why are we doing this? We don't have to do this.
Because you don't need to come to correct if you're gonna talk about daddy like this. That's why.
Yeah, like I don't want any of that. I think he's very kind. Like, I would love hanging out with him for sure.
So that face.
No, yeah, like he's not an ugly man. He's not an ugly man at all. I think he's objectively an attractive man. I am just not personally attracted to him. And I think that is okay.
Because he has a round face.
I think it's the nose and the eyes, you know.
Yeah, because he has a face, a nose, and eyes. Like, I got you. I got you, girl.
No, but the way they are.
We need to find you an alien.
Shut the fuck up.
The predator would do you right. That is what I'm hearing from that. Like, the alien.
It's just
alien. Is that more
how
like
his
the
face is? I don't.
It's okay,
Pedro. If you ever hear this, I want you to know that this is, you are an attractive man. What is this? Who cares about this married mom? Like, who gives a fuck what I think? You know?
No, I care deeply. So
can you move past this, please?
Yeah, no, we can. This has been another segment of What D Finds Attractive. Thank you for joining us for these always quick tidbits.
I'm so glad. Next one.
Who else was there?
Spike Lee was there.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yep.
Kerry Washington.
Yep.
Cicely Strong, which is awesome, from SNL.
Oh, yeah,
she's great. Kathy Griffin,
mm-hmm.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah, I feel like there was someone else out there.
No, there were a lot. There were a lot more. Yeah, those are just like some of my favorites. Yeah. So, thank you for showing up, guys, especially Pedro. I think you are. I think you are an attractive
man. Don't
try
to use damage control.
No, I'm just saying, you are an attractive man. You're an attractive man. People love you. People want to be on you and underneath you and all of that. So. You know.
Thank you for supporting the dolls.
Right. Okay. So, and in other news, Portland is having its own thing. Hilarious.
It's so interesting.
Yeah.
How Portland gets so targeted.
Because it's Portland.
I think it might have something to do with the fact that they're a white enclave for anarchists.
Yep.
And I think it's unique.
Yep.
Maybe unique in that way, and 100%. That like it has. So maybe that's why they get attacked so much. I feel like I need to dive deeper into this.
I would also say, let's expand on that more. The white enclave makes it a little safer, because bring that shit to Oakland, you know.
And it makes it a little safer. Well, I just don't know why they get so targeted.
I'm saying bring the beef.
It's
a whole nother
It's going
to
be war.
Yeah. It is active, like, violence. You know?
It makes me wonder if they're trying to set up some sort of a base in Portland on the west coast.
I think they want to make a safe example, right? Mm-hmm. Portland is a safe city to make an example in, because they know they're going to be silly.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, can they get violent? Sure. But mm-hmm. not in the same way that, like, you know, Oakland would be, right? So I think it's just posturing. Just
it's
dumb
so,
posturing.
It's so interesting.
So this is what has happened. So, on June of this year, protests started in Portland in response to ICE and their operations of presence in the city and the surrounding areas. So these protests actually began in conjunction with similar protests in LA. They've been pretty much focused on the immediate vicinity of the ICE field office in Portland's South Waterfront neighborhood, which is like a mile south of downtown. So these gained kind of national attention after Trump referred to the city as quote-unquote anarchy during a September 5th press conference, and later referred to the city as quote-unquote war ravage.
Crazy.
And I that don't know. Federal buildings were quote-unquote under siege by Antifa.
That's crazy.
And quote-unquote other domestic terrorists before announcing a plan to send troops and authorizing full force on September 28th.
That's crazy.
So on the 5th of October, Trump announced he's federalizing up to 400 Texas National Guard personnel to Portland, another location, as well as 300 to California National Guard personnel. In response, protesters are wearing inflatable costumes of various animals,
the frogs.
Fictional characters like axolotls, bananas, capybaras, heavy bars, cats, chickens, cows, dinosaurs, frogs, lobsters, peacocks, polar bears, raccoons.
I love that
sharks,
you have listed
Stitch,
out this
Tigger,
plethora.
And unicorns. Well, because I want to just show how this ridiculous has gotten.
But the frogs are the most popular.
The frogs have basically started their own frog group.
Well, yeah, they have their own thing. I think what makes the frogs stand apart is like those people are actually like carrying weapons.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
So,
yeah.
And so the frog, like, I think there was just this one frog guy who actually, like, was waiting until I, and then would, like, pull out, like, a knife or something.
Yeah.
And so I the frogs are getting a lot of attention because they're not just showing up in ridiculous outfits. They're showing up and being like, yeah, we're going to lure you in and then attack you.
Yeah.
So, yeah. People are all about the frogs.
Yeah. And so this is a really interesting quote. But Jeet here of The Nation wrote, quote, "These silly costumes have serious intent. Trump has painted a terrifying picture of Portland. The boisterous party in the streets shows how false his claims are. On an emotional level, they counter Trump's grimness and cultural despair. They refuse to let Trump set the mood for their lives." And that's true. You know, I love that.
This is what I mean by tactics agnostic. Yeah. Yeah. You know, like there's a way where all of these different things can work together. I think it's important to shape a narrative and to control that narrative and to show how varied the amount of people who are upset with the current government is. It's not just like people who are hard Antifa and like are want to, like, you know, are these mass marauders running or, you know, like whatever that image is. It's also just like, you know, Susan on the corner who just wants to, like, who just doesn't want her neighbors to disappear and be taken in the middle of the night for no reason, you know?
Right.
So I do think it's important to have all of these different images of people getting out there in the street because, one, it also, like, helps people pick their lane and how they're going to protest.
Yeah. Exactly.
Do you think all of the inflatable costumes are, like, selling out?
Well, they have, like, a whole, little stand of inflatable costumes that you can, like, buy and, like,
it's hilarious. There's about to be so many costumes
for Halloween.
Yeah.
We're gonna see there's a lot of frogs.
We're gonna see so many frogs.
Well, let's play some music before we completely close out, I think.
Yeah. So let's jump back into the last part of the playlist. Again, it's neo soul inspired, and I think this last part is going to be more of like voices who are present today and sort of either are neo soul inspired or are have their own modern sort of take on neo soul. I'm gonna start off with, of course, a D'Angelo, just to keep honoring and uplifting that voice and that music after the passing. So I hope everyone enjoys. See you all in a bit.
Rushed up the bed. Don't touch that.
Anyways, we're here back on Black on Black.
Per use.
This is D-Fantastic.
I'm so happy every for Monday those of you.
6:15 a.m. Let me speak.
I need my voice. I feel like the folks need to know how much shit you be talking on the low.
I don't talk any shit about you. Woo! Or anything. I've never said anything unkind to you.
Let me check your nose right now, because ain't no way.
What?
Ain't no way. Let me check your nose. You be lying out here.
Lying? On my mama.
On my hood,
I look fly, I look good, check my swag, wish you could, I look fly, I look good,
I look, okay, anyways, close us out with your bitch ass.
Damn. All right, y'all. Focus. Thanks for joining us. This is Black on Black, DJ Queen. DJ
Black on Black on Black.
Black on Black on Black. Black on Black on Black on Black on Black on Black. Y'all know it. We're here every Monday. I was about to say 6:30 to 8:30. 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Coming up next, we have Hell's Kitchen by John Hell. Whatever he's in the mood for, whether it's punk, funk, or junk, you're sure to get an earful of hell with John Hell. 20 plus years of non-commercial and pirate radio experience. A musical force to be reckoned with. Bring it on.
In case
it's your first time listening to Radio Valencia, there's shows that go on 24/7. So you can stick around and hear all of the different shows we have today. All right, y'all. We will check you later. Do you want to say goodbye to the folks? Or you want to talk some shit?
Anyways, thank you so much for being here. And we're going to play you out with some fantastic music. And I will be here next week. You won't be here next week, huh?
No, I'll be here on Monday.
Oh, when are you flying?
I fly on Tuesday. I have a red eye on Tuesday.
Okay, well.
Yeah, bro, I'm stuck.
She gonna be here. I'm gonna be here.
Damn. All right, folks, enjoy. We're gonna play you out with my last D'Angelo song with Miss Lauryn Hill.
Yeah.
Nothing even matters.
Nothing even matters, bro. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye. Ah. Okay.
Even matters at all. See, nothing even matters. See, nothing even matters at all. Nothing even matters. Nothing even matters at all.
Your love makes me feel 10 feet tall. Without it, I go through withdrawal. 'Cause nothing even matters. Nothing even matters. Nothing even matters at all. Nothing even matters. Nothing
these matters buildings could drift out to sea. Some natural catastrophe. Still, there's no place I'd rather be. 'Cause nothing even matters to me. See, nothing even matters. Nothing even matters to me. Nothing even matters. Nothing even matters.
You're part of my identity. I sometimes have a tendency to look at you religiously, babe. 'Cause nothing even matters to me. Nothing even matters. Nothing even matters.
Manicures with you, it's never either. 'Cause nothing even matters.